This is Akashwani, the news read by Kenyum Ango. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the joint session of the Parliament of Ethiopia in Addis Ababa today. The Prime Minister said, "Our vision is of a world where the global south rises not against anyone but for everyone." Mr. Modi said India and Ethiopia are natural partners in regional peace and security, adding that democracy is a way of life for them. The Prime Minister said India's national song, Vande Mataram, and Ethiopia's national anthem both refer to our land as the mother. They inspire us to take pride in the heritage, culture, beauty, and protect the motherland. India and Ethiopia elevated their historical ties to a strategic partnership as Prime Minister Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Ethiopian counterpart Abiy Ahmed Ali in Addis Ababa yesterday. The two leaders discussed issues of bilateral and mutual interest. The two countries also signed 8 MOUs, including upgrading ties to a strategic partnership. Prime Minister Modi was conferred with Ethiopia's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia, by his Ethiopian counterpart for his contribution towards strengthening India-Ethiopia partnership and his visionary leadership as a global statesman. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Oman's capital, Muscat, this evening on the last leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. The Prime Minister is visiting Oman at the invitation of the head of state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. The Indian ambassador to Oman, G.V. Srinivas, said, "Both the nations condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and are connected with each other to fight this menace." India today summoned Bangladesh High Commissioner to India, Riaz Hamidullah, and conveyed the nation's strong concerns at the deteriorating security environment in Bangladesh. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs clarified that India completely rejects the false narrative sought to be created by extremist elements regarding certain recent events in Bangladesh. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Vellore in Tamil Nadu today to offer prayers at Sri Puram Golden Temple. She was rendered a warm welcome by Governor R. N. Ravi, Minister of State for INB, Dr. L. Murugan, and state ministers. She inaugurated a meditation hall in the premises and also planted a tree. The president's visit is part of her week-long tour of southern states, including Karnataka and Telangana. The Lok Sabha has taken up the sustainable harnessing and advancement of nuclear energy for transforming India Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill is aimed at the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. It also seeks to provide a robust regulatory framework for its safe and secure utilization. The bill seeks to constitute the Atomic Energy Regulatory Board and the establishment of the Atomic Energy Redressal Advisory Council. The Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission, Grameen Bill 2025, introduced in the Lok Sabha yesterday, is expected to significantly benefit the agriculture sector. The bill proposes a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment for the rural families while protecting farm operations during peak seasons. Under the proposed bill, states can pause scheme for up to 60 days during sowing and harvesting, ensuring adequate labor availability for farmers. Ministry of Rural Development said that this provision is aimed at preventing labor shortages and avoiding artificial inflation, which often raises the cost of cultivation and food production. The ministry added that climate-resilient work such as flood control, drainage and soil conservation will protect crops and stabilize farm productivity. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that as a consequence of various safety measures taken over the years, there has been a steep decline in the number of accidents. He informed that government has been able to bring down the number of rail accidents by 90% from 2014 to 2025. The minister was replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during a question hour today. Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia today said India has the highest number of telecom subscribers with a 97% decline in rates of calls in the country. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.